I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. This Saturday, May 10th, at the Halt Center in Eugene will be the Bohemian Dub Ball, an ambitious and multidisciplinary event presented by the Community Center for the Performing Arts, the University of Oregon, and Harmonic Laboratory. It'll feature a wide variety of live bands, including a 30-piece orchestra, dance, visual artists, and other installation art and more. Joining me in the KLCC studios are Kaylin Kelly, Program Coordinator for the Community Center for the Performing Arts, Jojo Ferreira of Medium Troy and the Bohemian Dub Orchestra, and Jeremy Schropp from Harmonic Laboratory. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Well, this is a very ambitious event. So, Kaylin, can you give me a succinct description of what the vision is for this event?
The vision is a mixture of classical and modern styles, collaboration being the heart of it, trying to get people from different mindsets to work together to create a better whole. Snoop Dogg and Willie Nelson are doing tracks together. It's the 21st century.
That is one of the great things about the 21st century, isn't it? With all those borders breaking down technologically and creatively, there's so many possibilities now.
Yeah, really a lot of what we're doing is experimenting and touching the edge of the possibilities. There's things like a giant icosahedron made by Light at Play that's really like cutting-edge technology.
Well, let's talk about it from the musical perspective. Jojo, you're deeply involved here with the Dub Orchestra and Medium Troy as well. What musically, what kind of a vision do you have for this event?
For us, the whole idea of the Dub Orchestra is mixing the finest acoustic production of music, which is orchestral for us, with the finest technological music, which is electronic and hip-hop. So we wanted to bring that lush acoustic sound and the kind of production value that you get with electronic together and make something interesting.
With Israeli roots in the band and sounds from all over the globe, how do you stretch to bring those roots into an orchestral setting?
It's been an interesting process. We've had a lot of collaborators with that, and Jeremy can probably speak to a lot of the scoring because he's been doing all the scoring lately. It started with just small groups of players scoring simple stuff, and now he's doing full scores.
Jeremy, as talk about your role and Harmonic Laboratory's role in this event.
The purpose of that group is all about collaboration. It's about learning from multiple disciplines and then applying it to one's own artistic endeavors. For this show, we've actually developed scores for Eskimo, Devin the Dude, and RJD2 as well. It's been a really good process for me. It's kind of taken me out of my comfort zone and gotten me into a new headspace for creativity as well.
Talk about RJD2. He's an interesting guy with some Eugene roots here.
He's been pretty much a staple of the electronic world for a long time. He brings in things from multiple cultures and multiple styles. He's kind of a mosaic patchwork artist where he can bring all of these disparate styles together and then combines them into a single cohesive piece of work.
How do you integrate the dancers into all of this?
Team them up with different groups of musicians and let them do their thing. Some of the stuff that Harmonic Labs does is visual arts teaming up with dance, which is really interesting to me. Reactive visual forms that respond to dance.
There's all sorts of visual arts going on. How does that vision fit into all of this?
There's going to be a studio downstairs that's actually going to be a free art gallery. And then the lobby is going to have as many installations as we can fit in there without it being an issue.
And so, Jojo, what do you want to see come out of this in the end?
We'd like to do an annual collaboration in Eugene that brings together all the arts groups and to bring together all sorts of different styles and link up different artists in the community.
From your perspective, Jeremy, is there anything that you'd like to see result?
For all of us to learn as much as we can from each other.
And from Kaylin's perspective, do you have any particular goal that you'd like to add to round that out?
For us, this is the exact kind of thing that we want to be involved with more and more. So we're excited about presenting this and growing in collaborations with the community.
I hope it comes off beautifully, and thank you all for coming in here today.
Thanks for having us, Eric.
Thank you.
Kaylin Kelly, Program Coordinator for the Community Center for the Performing Arts, and Jojo Ferreira from Medium Troy and the Bohemian Dub Orchestra, and Jeremy Schropp from Harmonic Laboratory. Along with the UO Harmonic Laboratory and more, the Community Center for the Performing Arts presents the interdisciplinary collaborative evening called the Bohemian Dub Ball at the Holt Center in Eugene on Saturday, May 10th in the Silva Concert Hall. Live music, dance, light art installations, and more. Attendees are encouraged to be in costume. For tickets and more information, wowhall.org. For KLCC, I'm Merrick Allen.